Good afternoon, everybody. Tim Knight here, and it is another wonderful day in the markets. Boring day, kind of, but it feels like a good day. If you've been trading for any length of time and have some measure of self-awareness, you probably know that there are times when you feel very in sync with the market and times you feel out of sync. I certainly do. When I feel out of sync, I'm mad at myself, I'm frustrated, I castigate myself for errors. Mercifully, lately, I've not felt that way. I felt very in sync with how things are going. I wish it was a permanent state, but I'm afraid it's not. By way of example, earlier today, I decided it was time to trim back some shorts. I took on my SPY profits. I trimmed back on XLU, on NEE, basically lightened up. Still short, still bearish, still fire in the eyes and all that stuff. But I did take some profits, or in some cases, all profits, and even went long in a couple of places. So we will look at those in a bit. To be clear, I would love to get really short again. I certainly have in mind some levels, but that would not take much to achieve to do that. But I'd love to see a good big bounce day come along in order to make that more attractive. So. In any case, let's look at some charts together because the market is pretty interesting these days. All right, here's the spider, which has been kind of, on the whole, we've been a relatively tight range all day long. It's been almost flatlined relative to what we've been doing in recent days. Here we have the spider. My kind of target on this is this horizontal down here, this price gap. I'd love to see that within the next week or two. In terms of where would I be interested in getting short again, you know, maybe something like here, not that far away. I'm not that crazy about the present price levels. Now we're kind of a bit in the middle here. I consider this the range right now, and we're being in the middle. That's not my bag. So the closer we get to this one, or maybe even over it, the more interested I'd be in re-entering that spider short. Or we could crash tomorrow and I'll be mad at myself again, but I don't think so. So that's where I'm at on that. No spider position. Here's OEF, also a little bit green. There just seems to be kind of a wait and see attitude right now going on in the market geopolitically and also with earnings. But here's the OEF. Medium term, bearish every chart I look at. Short term, like the next day or two, question mark slash bullish. Like here, we had this terrific failure yesterday. We got lower today at the low, but we're starting to see a little bit of strength. Same idea. If we can just get back to this horizontal, then it becomes kind of intriguing possibility again to get aggressively short. Diamonds, DIA. This is nicely range bound, like so. Here is resistance and here is support down here. This fell quite nicely over a couple of weeks, but I just think it's time for maybe a bit of strength and maybe a bounce coming up. Overseas, my biggest position remains EEM. I took a little bit of profits today, like maybe 15 to 20% of the position off, but I still love this position. These are September puts. Sine wave's doing okay, I would say. And I've tightened up my stop radically on this to the price gap that we just created today by way of this drop, 40.20. But EEM puts doing really, really well. I'm very pleased with that position. And it's not lost upon me that we're still down over 1% on this while the ES and the NQ are up. So that's good. EFA down, not quite as much, but 0.75%, like so. Now, one of the items which I will be briefly bullish on is the miners. We'll see how it goes. I'm a little on the fence about this because the miners look really bullish right now. Gold itself looks stretched, but it might be stretched just because it's got such an amazing future ahead that it's not going to retrace much. We'll see. Here's GDX. I went long this early today at a not bad price. And let's change this to a candlestick. Look at that. Nice hammer pattern there. Would love to see that go zipping higher. over the next day or two. But the basis of this is the fact that we fell quite hard over the past 1, 2, 3 days down to this green horizontal, which was its breakout. Let's look at that again. Let's zoom in on this. There's the horizontal, resistance, looked like resistance, then boing, up it goes. So it flew over it and retraced, but wouldn't you know it, look at that. Low today, right at the same line. Very nice. The juniors GDXJ, similar for obvious reasons, but a little bit of a twist. It didn't even go all the way back to the same line. And just to make things really saucy, look at this blue line. This blue line for years was resistance, but it's support now, like so. So this looks like it could be, as I say, I'm a little hand-wringing about this, because gold seems, you know, quite high. What is gold doing right now? The GC is up 27.40, over $2,400. But who says it's not going to go to 3,000? I don't know. Maybe you're not going to get a retracement. Could be wrong, but I'm long GDX calls, and these are a little more aggressive. These are June calls. XOP, kind of the same setup. Very similar, actually. There's the horizontal, which had been resistance. It appears to be support. Look at that beautiful low today. And look at this amazing hammer and candlestick. Looks like the bottom may be in on that one. XLE is not quite as clean, although to its credit, it didn't even fall as far as that horizontal. So maybe it's got a lot more internal strength than the XOP does. But suffice it to say that those commodities, you know, gold and oil, look to be kind of hammering out a bit of a bottom short term today. The bonds, another red day for these. These have got to bounce at some point, I assume. This would coincide nicely, I think, with an opportunity to get short, aggressively short equities again. I don't know if they've got enough strength to get back up to here. That would be quite a rally to do that. If they did, it'd be a very interesting opportunity. But as it is now, you know, quite clearly, it pretty much goes down every day with not many exceptions. And in turn, with rates going up and up and up, IYR continues to tumble. Although I think it might be just about done with the selling too. We had approached this resistance line, kept trying, you know, trying and trying and trying, each time making a lower high. And then finally, 1, 2, 3, 4 days, it fell hard. And we're in the neighborhood of that Fibonacci, so maybe we'll find some strength at this point. And the cubes, QQQ, are up decently, about 1/3%. But here too, let's just take a breath and look at this some. Let's just drink in the cubes for a second. This goes back to their inception. And we can see the internet bubble here. We can see the very powerful bullish base following the crash around 2002. And we can see a subsequent base, inverted head and shoulders base right here, which really commenced this multi-thousand percent for a lot of tech stocks rise that went on for literally measured in decades. And then most recently, here was our bear market from 2022 and their subsequent recovery. What looked like, and this is the great fake out, late in October, what looked like a resumption of that bear market and a failure here, heartbreaking stuff. This is back in late October, complete fake out. It commenced this powerful ascent in this channel. And that channel is what we've been working with most recently. We were at a lifetime high back just a few weeks ago, but we failed this channel. The breakdown really happened on the 2nd of April. And since then, we've been treating that former trend line as it should be, which is as resistance. So down, down, down we go. And so today is the lowest we've been literally since February, which, you know, sounds like a big deal, but it is kind of a big deal because there's been a lot of dynamism in that time. But I don't really trade the cubes. To me isn't as interesting a chart as, say, the spider. It seems support here isn't too far away, 425.14. Even if this bounced, I don't think I would mess around with it. But these are all sold off pretty hard, particularly based on yesterday's weakness. DJT, I just gotta show this again, only because I don't know if I've ever seen a stock act like this, where it's down pretty much every day since it came out. You know, this was a SPAC issue. I don't remember precisely the day that was his big debut. I suppose it was just several weeks ago. But in any case, this has gone from $71.83 down to 23. It could be in the teens tomorrow at this rate. So it's down about 70%, 65 to 70% in just a matter of days. It's just like you could put a knife on the screen and cover all those price bars. Just an astonishing fall. ADM, just a mention in passing. This is one of, I tend to trade ETFs, but this is one individual position I've got September puts on. I like the look of this chart with respect to a bearish opportunity. And I think earnings come out of this one in about a week. This one, I'm not so sure. GE has been incredibly powerful, absolutely amazing. We have almost matched to the penny its lifetime high. And this is dividend adjusted. But you can see this has just been an amazing rally. But yeah, this is symbol GE, which is GE Aerospace. I don't know the corporate rearranging that they did. But in any event, as a chartist, I can tell you that this inverted head and shoulders target was exceeded long ago. The measured move on this was like somewhere down here, and it achieved it and then just kept going, virtually in a straight line. So this is pretty jaw-dropping graph. I mentioned feeling in sync. Utilities really doing nicely. NextEra having a nearly a 2% drop today. I trimmed back on this a little bit. I'll delighted to get back into it heavily if it bounces. I'm not sure if it will or not, but this is a September put position. Love this chart. You know I do. I look show it almost every day. I'd forgotten about these guys. You remember the Hawaiian Electric and the huge fires, Maui and so forth. That's where that came from. And it bounced to some degree, but that weakness has resumed. Down hard today, about 12%. But all in all, XLU has been kind of my love of my life for a while, although it's a slow mover. I did trim back on this a pretty goodly amount today. It took about a third of the position off because of this line right here. This could be a level of support. It looks like it. But once again, if we bounce on this, great. I'll be glad to get back in again fully. As it is now, I just thought I'd take some money off the table. Tesla just keeps getting weaker. You've heard the news about the layoffs. You've heard about some of the senior executives leaving. We have breached the Fibonacci on this. Tuesday next afternoon, so like a week and 1 hour from now, is their earnings. And that should be interesting, but we're basically into this range now. It is not out of the question that sometime again this year we could be revisiting these kinds of lows. This is not a good thing that we've breached this. One could argue, oh, we're at the bottom of the range, and I suppose you could say that because we did the same thing here and it wasn't the end of the world. Yeah, we've breached the fib on that one. And last item, which is really what compelled me to lighten up some, is the VIX. We have for a long time now been making a series of lower highs, bang, diddy, bang, diddy, bang, 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 like so. Maybe this is just another one. And that's kind of all she wrote. That seems to be kind of how this is played these days. So that's why I decided to take some profits and actually go long a couple of items. That is it from me, and I will see you here tomorrow. Hope you're doing well. Bye-bye.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. TastyLive, Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.